Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call the December 9th, 2025 meeting of the Lane Transit District Bylaws Committee. We'll begin with roll call. Pete Knox,
Here.
Michelle Weber,
Here.
Susan Cox. So we're all here. Is there anyone that would like to make public comment signed up?
We have no online public comment this evening. No.
Okay, then we'll go ahead with our agenda item, which is the committee bylaws review. And I'd like to open the floor to Kristen, our general legal counsel, for suggestions and changes. So, Kristen, it's all yours.
Sure. So I prepared with Brianna an agenda item summary. These are the bylaws for LTD's regular committees. You also have ad hoc committees, and because those are ad hoc, we don't have bylaws for those. So these are the three committees that are regular routine, which have bylaws. In that AIS, I summarized the changes that were made to all the bylaws. They all had different formatting and different structure. And so what you could see from the packet is, the sections are largely all the same. We're using consistent language throughout, except obviously where it needs to be specific to that committee. And so in the first section, I summarized the changes we made to all bylaws. The timing of this meeting is somewhat important. If you'll remember, fairly recently we changed all the officer terms for the committees and the board to be on the fiscal year, but the actual member terms for the committee still ran on the calendar year. So there were some member terms that would expire at the end of this calendar year. And so we're going to move those over to the fiscal year. And then there were just things that like reference some outdated provisions of the law, like public meetings law has been updated. So that's all been cleaned up. And then in the AIS, I summarized the changes to each of the committees, and I'm happy to answer questions. I'm not going to restate them. One thing to note was that the SPC bylaws and the STIF Advisory Committee were written in such a way that the number of members could fluctuate. And that makes it really hard to determine if there's a quorum, because if a committee member, if there's a vacancy, you're supposed to consider that towards the quorum count. And also, if the committee's voting on something, the vacancy is supposed to be there or count towards that. And so there was like, is it vacant or are we not filling that? And so I worked with Jameson and then also Dave Roth and his team. And we just set the numbers at the number of committee members they have now, each of those committees. And so that's where we came up with those. And then the other changes are summarized there. So I've worked with staff on these, with Jameson, and as I said, with Dave Roth and his team in particular on SBC and STIF. And that's my summary, and I'm happy to take any questions that you have.
Does anyone have questions? Thank you, Kristen, for cleaning this all up and making us consistent. And Jameson, do you have anything to add or ask?
No questions, just thank you for updating the language that's in there with the public meeting laws. Those change frequently, and getting some of the end date term end dates in alignment. I think it'd be helpful as we move forward. So nice work there from my view.
Are there any final comments or questions for Kristen?
It all looks really good to me.
Shall we have a motion to pro for the recommended bylaws for consideration? See Michelle putting on her glasses here.
I know I have to be able to see, I gotta find it here. Hang on. There it is. I move that the Bylaws Committee recommend the draft bylaws for the Stiff Advisory Committee, Strategic Planning Committee, and Budget Committee as presented and amended to the Board of Directors for consideration at the December 17 board meeting.
A
Is there
second.
a second?
Second.
Pete seconded. I don't know if you
He
can hear
did.
him.
Okay, I didn't hear him. Great, thank you. So, roll
Dinah.
call vote. Michelle?
Yes.
Pete?
Yes.
Susan? Yes, so it is unanimous. If there is no further business before the committee, I move to adjourn the meeting this evening. Thank you to everybody for participation. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you,
Thank you.
everybody.